Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Mamre by Avram Goldar and here Masechus Chulin, Daf Nun Zayin, the third parak, El Treifas. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, review to quote Rav saying that Shmutas Yad Bebehema, a dislocation of an animal's foreleg, leaves the animal kosher, but a dislocation of its yarech, thigh bone, is a treifa. Regarding birds, a dislocated thigh bone is a treifa, and even Shmutas Gaf, a dislocation of the wing is a treifa, because Chashin Shem and Nikva Harea were concerned that perhaps the lung was punctured through the wing's dislocation. Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan said, Tibadik, the lung may be examined for punctures. Chizkiah said, Ein Rea La'of, a bird has no lung, so there's no concern of treifa. Rabbi Yochanan says, it does have lungs, V'yeshna Ka'ala Shalvered Bein Agapayim, and it's like a rose petal between the wings. The Gemara wonders about Chizkiah's assertion that birds have no lungs, since we see that they do, and eventually concludes that he meant it literally, leading those in Eretz Yisrael to come and rile that, from Chizkiah's words, Nikar She'eno Baki B'Tarnagolim, it's apparent that he's not an expert on chicken meat, and so is unfamiliar with their anatomy. Rav Huna said in Rav's name that a dislocated thigh bone is kosher in birds, and explained that Rav Yudah's version of Rav's opinion was based on a mistake. Point number two, the said Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta sha'askam b'dvarim haya, that he dealt with matters to test the veracity. Rav Yudah said that a bird which lost its down is a treifa, and Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta sought to disprove him. He placed such a bird in a warm oven, wrapping it in a leather coppersmith's mat, and it grew down, which was thicker than the original, which a treifa could not have done. The pasuk says about an ant, asher enu katzin shoter umosha, that it has no chief, overseer, or ruler, and Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta sought to test if it's true that ants have no king. He spread his cloak over an anthill in the summer, and one ant came out, which Rabbi Shimon marked. The ant informed the others about the shade, and they came out. Rabbi Shimon removed his cloak, and the sun shone on them, whereupon they killed the ant for misinforming them. Rabbi Shimon considered this evidence that they have no king, for otherwise they would require permission to execute the ant. However, the Gemara objects that perhaps the king was with them, or had previously given permission, or perhaps they were between kings. Rather, smoch el heimenusa de Shlomo, rely on Shlomo's trustworthiness. And point number three, Rav Huna said, simul treifa yud beis chodesh, the indication of whether an animal is a treifa is if it survives for 12 months. If a possible treifa survives that long, it's not a treifa. This is challenged from a brisa. The Tanakhama says the simon for a treifa is koshe ena yaledes, any female which cannot bear young. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that mashbachas v'holeches, if it improves progressively, it is clearly kosher. But misnavne v'holeches, if it deteriorates progressively, it's clearly a treifa. Rabbi says the simon for a treifa is surviving 30 days, but they object that many no treifas survive for 2 or 3 years. In any event, none of these Tanaim hold like Rav Huna's view of 12 months. The Gemara answers that there's another Tanu who holds like Rav Huna. A person's skull was once missing a piece the size of a drill hole, and they fashioned a piece of dried gourd in its place. Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that he could only survive the summer months, but died as soon as the cold months arrived. The Gemara on the next off concludes that the halacha is that any male which survives 12 months, or any female which bears young, is not a treifa. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Yudah quoted Rav saying that Shmutas Yad Bebehema, a dislocation of an animal's foreleg, leaves the animal kosher, but a dislocation of its yarech, its thigh bone, is a treifa. Regarding birds, a dislocated thigh bone is a treifa, and even Shmutas Gaf, a dislocation of the wing is a treifa, because Chashin Shem and Nikva Harea were concerned that perhaps the lung was punctured through the wing's dislocation. Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan said, Tibadik, the lung may be examined for punctures. Chizkiah said, Ein Rea La'of, a bird has no lungs, so there's no concern of treifa. Rabbi Yochanan says it does have lungs, V'yeshna Ka'ala Shalvered Bein Agapayim, and it's like a rose petal between the wings. The Gemara wonders about Chizkiah's assertion that birds have no lungs, since we see that they do, and eventually concludes that he meant it literally, leading those in Eretz Yisrael to come and rile that, from Chizkiah's words, Nikar She'eno Baki B'Tarnagolim, it's apparent that he's not an expert on chicken meat, and so is unfamiliar with their anatomy. Rav Huna said in Rav's name that a dislocated thigh bone is kosher in birds, and explained that Rav Yudah's version of Rav's opinion was based on a mistake. Point number two, the said Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta sha'askam b'dvarim haya, that he dealt with matters to test the veracity. Rav Yudah said that a bird which lost its down is a treifa, and Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta sought to disprove him. He placed such a bird in a warm oven, wrapping it in a leather coppersmith's mat, and it grew down, which was thicker than the original, which a treifa could not have done. The pasuk says about an ant, asher enu katzin shoter umosha, that it has no chief, overseer, or ruler, and Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta sought to test if it's true that ants have no king. He spread his cloak over an anthill in the summer, and one ant came out, which Rabbi Shimon marked. The ant informed the others about the shade, and they came out. Rabbi Shimon removed his cloak and the sun shone on them, whereupon they killed the ant for misinforming them. Rabbi Shimon considered this evidence that they have no king, for otherwise they would require permission to execute the ant. However, the Gemara objects that perhaps the king was with them, or had previously given permission, or perhaps they were between kings. Rather, smoch al heimnusa de Shlomo, rely on Shlomo's trustworthiness. And point number three, Rav Huna said, simon latrefa yud beis chodesh, the indication of whether an animal is a trefa is if it survives for 12 months. If a possible trefa survives that long, it's not a trefa. This is a challenge from a brisa. The Tana Kama says the simon for a trefa is kol she'ena yoledes, any female which cannot bear young. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that mashbachas v'holeches, if it improves progressively, it is clearly kosher, but misnavne v'holeches, if it deteriorates progressively, it's clearly a trefa. Revi says the simon for a trefa is surviving 30 days, but they object that many no trefa survive for 2 or 3 years. In any event, none of these Tanaim hold, like Rav Huna's view, of 12 months. The Gemara answers that there's another Tana who holds like Rav Huna. A person's skull was once missing a piece the size of a drill hole, and they fashioned a piece of dried gourd in its place. Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that he could only survive the summer months, but died as soon as the cold months arrived. The Gemara on the next off concludes that the halacha is that any male which survives 12 months, or any female which bears young, is not a trefa. All right, so now we get our siman daf nun zayin, and our standard siman is a long nose. A long nose, so here goes. When the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, his partner put a long-nosed bird who lost its feathers in a warm oven and regrew its down, while they both waited anxiously to see if the long-nosed female deer would give birth to prove it's not a trefa. Once again, in slow motion. When the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose, that must be on daf. Nun Zion. When the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the din of dislocated thigh bones and wings of birds and the concern of punctured lungs. So when the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, his partner put a long-nosed bird who lost its feathers in a warm oven and regrew its down, which reminds us that we learned about Rabbi Shimon Chalofsky's experiments, how he regrew a bird's down to prove it's not a trefa, and whether ants have a king. So when the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, his partner put a long-nosed bird who lost its feathers in a warm oven and regrew its down, while they both waited anxiously to see if the last long-nosed female deer would give birth to prove it's not a trefa, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, simon latrefa yud beis chodesh, the indication of whether an animal is a trefa is if it survives for 12 months. Other methods to permit a trefa are brought. So once again, when the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, his partner put a long-nosed bird who lost its feathers in a warm oven and regrew its down, while they both waited anxiously to see if the last long-nosed female deer would give birth to prove it's not a trefa. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazara. Daf Nun Gimel, so the simon Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Rabbanim who are invited to the Nigerian prince's Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Rabbanim who were invited to the Nigerian prince's cruel animal show, featuring a lion and three sheep, prepared to see if there would be a drusa with a claw and intent, which reminds us, Abai said, Nakdin ein drusa el biyad. We hold, through tradition, that the law of a clawed animal only applies where it was clawed by the predator's paw, as opposed to the hind leg, which does not make it a trefa. Furthermore, it only applies if attacked by tziporin with its claw, but not with its tooth. Also, drusa only applies if it clawed midas, with intent, but not if it clawed unintentionally. Finally, drusa only applies if it clawed mechaim while alive, but not if it clawed after its death. So the Rabban who were invited to the Nigerian prince's cruel animal show featuring a lion and three sheep, prepared to see if there would be a drusa with a claw and intent, looked away when the lion tore off the head of one of the sheep and were able to assume it didn't touch the other one, which reminds us, Amraim argued about the status where it's uncertain if an animal was clawed. Rav says, "Ein choshishin l'safek drusa." We're not concerned for an uncertain case of a clawed animal. And Shmuel says, we are concerned for safek drusa. If a lion entered but sat quietly beside cows, I may say it made peace with them and didn't attack them. If it tore off the head of one of them, we assume its fury was calmed and it did not attack further. So the Rabbanim who were invited to the Nigerian prince's cruel animal show featuring a lion and three sheep prepared to see if there would be a drusa with a claw and intent, looked away when the lion tore off the head of one of the sheep and were able to assume it didn't touch the other one, which would now be kosher even without the usual badika done to a drusa, which reminds us the sons of Bechiah said, drusa sha'amru, the clawed one, about which the sages spoke, meaning an animal which was possibly clawed by a lion, tzricha bedika keneged b'nei me'ayim, requires examination around its internal organs, meaning the back, the belly, and the sides around the organs, for signs of reddened meat, which indicate an infusion of poison. Daf nun dalad. So the simran daf nun dalad is noodles. So here goes. When the noodle chef, that must be on daf nun dalad. When the noodle chef, who used to hunt animals by hitting them on the gid and nasha with hard dry noodles, which did not make them trefos, as it's not in the list of trefos, which reminds, the Gemara relates that the Bei Yosef Rishba, the house of Yosef the hunter, would strike animals on the gid and nasha to kill them. They came before Rav Yehuda ben Maaser to ask whether this act renders an animal a trefa, and he replied, "V'chi lo hosiv al trefos yesh? Is it possible to add to the list of known trefos? Ein ocha el ma shemanu chachamim. They have no trefos other than those the sages enumerated." So when the noodle chef, who used to hunt animals by hitting them on the gid and nasha with hard dry noodles, which should not make them trefos, as it's not in the list of trefos, heard that his cow had a dislocated thigh bone, he fed it some noodle soup, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas, if an animal with a dislocated thigh bone is a trefa. So when the noodle chef, who used to hunt animals by hitting them on the gid and nasha with hard dried noodles, which did not make them trefas, as is not in the list of trefos, heard that his cow had a dislocated thigh bone, he fed it some noodle soup, saving the round noodle that was exactly the size of an Isri Talki to use to measure a veshet that was missing some tissue, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that an animal remains kosher when the trachea is missing, adki isra'i talki, up to the size of an Italian isar. Rav Nachman says regarding the shear, ki isra ki yasim ki isra, the size of an isar exactly is the same as more than an isar and is a trefa. The Gemara observes that Rav Nachman apparently holds ad ulad baklal, that the term until used in Mishnah means up to but not including, meaning the Mishnah is ruling that a missing trachea is kosher until the size of a ki isar, that precise size is a trefa. Daf Nun Hey. So the Simran Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit, 55 miles per hour? That must move around Daf Nun Hey. The deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is of a punctured spleen. So the deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit was supposed to deliver a do-not-compare-trefos sign to two men comparing lungs and kidneys, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses various defects of the kidneys, and we learn, ein omrim betrefos zo domo lazo. We do not say regarding trefos questions that this case is similar to that one, meaning inferences from one case of trefa cannot be drawn from another. So the deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit was supposed to stop and deliver a do-not-compare-trefos sign to two men comparing lungs and kidneys, but did not because it was running in terror from the flayed animal, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph, Rabbi Meir ruled that Hagluda, a flayed animal, is kosher, but the Chachamim say it's a trefa. However, Rabbi Shimon Elazar reports in a brisa that Rabbi Meir retracted and concedes that it is a trefa. Rabbi Tarfon said, Im shtar bo kesela kashera, if a sela size of skin remained, it's kosher. The Gemara records five opinions as to the location of the skin, which can regenerate and save the animal. Daf Nun Vav, so the Simran Daf Nun Vav is a Shushan Shul going, nu nu, nu nu. When the Shushan Shul yelled, nu nu, Shushan Shul, saying, nu nu, that must be around Daf Nun Vav. When the Shushan Shul yelled, nu nu, at a weasel that was biting a bird on its head and went to check it with his finger, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses examining the brain of a bird bitten by a weasel to see if it was punctured. So when the Shushan Shul yelled, nu nu, at a weasel that was biting a bird on the head and went to check it with his finger, the man who was boiling up water in the coffee room to inspect the color of the intestines from a bird who fell into a fire, which reminds us that we discuss organs changing color due to fire and how to test them through boiling. So when the Shushan Shul yelled, nu nu, at a weasel that was biting a bird on the head and went to check it with his finger, the man who was boiling up water in the coffee room to inspect the color of the intestines from a bird who fell into a fire came running out and knocked another bird to the ground, causing its intestines to come out without being punctured, just as they read the pasuk, hu asecha mekoneneka, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists injuries in a bird which is ruled kosher, including yatsu b'nei me'eo havelo nikvu, its intestines came out but were not punctured. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says this only applies to a hipach man, that he didn't invert them when putting them back. But if you put them back into the bird upside down, it's a trefa, as the pasuk says, Hu asecha v'konenecha, he made you and established you. Mulamed shebar kodesh baruch hu konanias ba'adam. This teaches that a kodesh baruch hu created bases in men, meaning a particular order to organ structure. Shim nepach achas man in yachu lichios, so that if one of them was inverted, he cannot live. And the same applies to birds. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which depth, you learn that a lung which dried up partially is considered a trefa if it crumbles when pressed with the fingernail. That's on daf. Memvav. Good. Number two. Which daf do we learn about Rabbi Shimon Chalafta's experiments, such as regrowing a bird's down and whether ants have a king? That's on daf. Nun Zayin. Good. Number three. Which daf do we have a malchokas whether chelov tameh can seal a puncture? That's on daf. Memtes. Good. Number four. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of a punctured spleen? That's on daf. Nun hey. Good.
Number five.
Which daf do you discuss organs changing color due to fire and testing them through boiling? That's on daf. Nun vav. Good.
Number six.
Which daf do you discuss the din of dislocated thigh bones and wings of birds and the concern of punctured lungs? That's on daf.
Nun zayin.
Good.
Number seven.
Which daf do you discuss the b'nei ma'ayim, the intestines falling out, and what we learn from the pasuk hu asro b'chon anaka? That's on daf.
Nun vav.
Good.
Number eight.
Which daf do we have in Malchokas whether a dislocated thigh bone makes an animal a trefa? That's on daf.
Nun dalad.
Good.
Number nine.
Which daf do we discuss a gluda, a flayed animal? That's on daf.
Nun hey.
Good.
Number ten.
Which daf do we learn that simun latrefa yud beis chodesh and other methods to permit a possible trefa? That's on daf.
Nun zayin.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.